Mock Made, an improvised comedy podcast of how things are made.
A lot of people believe 4 miles south of Kitty Hawk, North Carolina is where the first flight took off. But in our investigation, we discover there's a different backstory and behind who made the airplane. We are in Buford, Wyoming, the smallest town of America with a population of one. And here lives the one and only Makarite?
It's Maka.
Makarite.
Yes.
And you are his sister, Hangarite?
Hangarite.
So Makarite and Hangarite, thank you guys so much for sitting down with me today, because you both claim that you are the original creators of the aircraft.
That is true. Those Wright brothers just stole it right out from under us.
Just to be clear, it was our great-great-grandfather, Turnerite, who, and by the way, we spell our names without the W. So Wilbur and Orville, those thieves, stole it from my great-great-grandfather and added the W. So not only did they steal his idea of the invention of the airplane, they also stole his name.
So you can imagine the shame in our family that they were embarrassed to even be part of our Wright family.
Let's go back to the beginning, to where it all began. How did your family create the airplane?
Here in Wyoming, things aren't close. And as the story goes, great-great-grandpa was tired of riding a bike or taking a horse to see his mistress.
Mm.
So he wanted to invent something that would make it easier and quicker. And what he didn't understand was, as the crow flies, is a saying, the crow flies a straight line to get to a destination, so it's quicker. He wanted to become a crow so that he could get to his mistress's house.
Right.
Obviously, that's not easy to do. You're dealing with creation. He was born a human. So he worked on feverishly in his barn, worked on the invention of the airplane.
And little did he know that, you know, his selfish actions in that moment was going to benefit mankind all around the world.
You know, the Wright brothers, I'm talking to the ones with the W, who are claimed...
The phonies.
The phonies, okay, the phonies. They say that the first flight took place in North Carolina. Where did the first flight actually take place?
Right here in Wyoming.
In Wyoming.
And not only was it the first flight that happened here with an airplane, my great-grandfather didn't use a bike with some made-up wings. Tell him what the first plane was.
It was actually more of a glider.
Yes, it was shaped just like the Concorde. That was his first flight.
Like the supersonic jet.
Without the engines. He later added the engines. Mm-hmm.
So how does a plane with no engines take off?
Well, we had to get really high up and launch it from a cliff.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, once that didn't work, he realized that he needed to power it in some way.
Uh-huh.
So he tied the horses to it. That didn't work out well.
You know, we tried to launch it like a kite with the horses, where you run and then let it go.
Right.
But horses are too heavy, and apparently the wind doesn't work very well. So he went back to the drawing board in the barn and created the jet engine. The very first jet engine was created in 1884.
Not the propeller.
It was a jet.
So you had jet fuel, a jet, in 1884.
Yeah, great-great-grandfather did, yes.
Whereas the Wright brothers had a engine propelled.
I think theirs was pushed by some sort of a bike or something. It was whatever it was definitely not inventive.
Uh-huh. Very caveman-esque.
Mm-hmm. Very childish.
Okay.
So my great-great-grandfather also basically would be the inventor of the Concorde as well. And in-flight service. He was also the one that thought it would be a good idea to show a movie on the plane.
What was the first movie he shown?
I believe it was Lassie.
Lassie?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful film about a dog.
He always loved Lassie.
Mm.
What's wrong? What's wrong, Lassie? Timmy fell in the well?
Yes. Yeah, come tell Lassie. How should I build this engine, Lassie? Tell me. What parts do I need? Get the screwdriver for me, Lassie.
And fun fact, we actually had 17 different dogs named Lassie. We just called them by their numbers. Lassie each, 1, Lassie 2.
Right. Each one died mysteriously in the middle of the night, but we think they were poisoned by jet fuel. But anyway.
Okay. So where would you keep this Concorde-looking jet in 1884?
A very secret hangar.
Hangar, okay.
It's very secret.
Yes, it was called Area 51, right here in Wyoming.
Okay, is that where we get Area 51 in Nevada?
Yes, right. That was also, the government also stole that idea from my great-great-grandfather.
I'm seeing a trend of people stealing things from...
Yeah, it's awful, isn't it? I mean, how are we supposed to get anything done when people are just stealing things right from out, right under us?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You can understand the family, the Wright family, is very upset over this. I know you're from North Carolina, mm-hmm. and when you pack your bag and you take your little recording device and you go back to North Carolina, we're happy that our story will be told, right?
Yes, we're just trying to understand how this all happened. How did the Wright brothers steal your great-great-great-grandfather's invention? Where did the Wright brothers come into play? How did they get the idea?
Just like everyone else, they found it through social media. They had seen that my great-great-grandfather had posted on Instagram.
In 1884.
In 1884, correct. Although they called it Instagram, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Our family also created the gram.
So your family created, let me just get this straight.
We were very ahead of the times.
The first aircraft.
Yes.
Which was looking like the Concorde with jets.
Yes.
Then they created the Concorde.
Right.
A supersonic jet.
In 1884, correct.
And then they created in-flight service.
Entertainment, movies, yes, created, flight attendants.
Created the first Area 51 that was later then stolen by the U.S. government and placed in Nevada. Yeah.
Absolutely. So you see our struggle. You understand what it's like to be the other Wright brother and sister in
we
all this.
We are a victim of circumstance here.
One thing that's kind of sticking out to me is that there were the Wright brothers, and here we have the Wright brother and sister. Now,
correct.
Why these con men, Orville and Wilbur, as they're famously known as.
I will not buy Orville popcorn, by the way.
Me neither.
Redenbacher?
Mm-mm.
Only under protest would I eat a piece of popcorn that was named Orville.
I guess I'm just trying to understand how come these con people didn't have a brother and a sister duo just like you two.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat the question?
Yeah, I don't think that's a question that we can answer. That sounds to me like you need to ask that family
right.
Why. Don't waste our time. How did you get here?
I drove here.
You didn't take a plane?
Well, I took a plane to the closest airport. You know we're in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's not an airport near here.
And you would never have been able to get here if it weren't for us.
So you guys created the Boeing 737 I was on?
We did not create the Boeing 737. My great-great-grandfather invented the entire concept that Boeing later stole from us and has not paid us a penny for.
You're telling me you have never seen a dime from any of these great inventions, from the Instagram to the Concorde to the in-flight service, Area 51. You've never seen a dime?
Nothing. Not a dime.
Mm-mm.
Were there any issues besides the horses, with the aircraft? I imagine with jet fuel, there had to be some incidents along the way.
Of course.
Great-great-grandpa always came back with some bruises and bumps.
Mm-hmm. And again, we mentioned our 17 dogs named Lassie.
Who mysteriously died.
Yes.
Right. Later we found out, if you must know, that they were test pilots.
Really?
Yes.
And how does a dog control an aircraft?
It didn't, clearly.
Wow.
Very sad.
Do you have any picture proof of, the Wright brothers were really good about documenting their inventions and their experiments and their test flights, and they took lots of photos. Do you, the Wright brother and sister, have any proof that your family is the actual Wright family?
I have a photo right here. As you can see, it's the Concorde. Ignore the Air France logo on it and the cars that are around it. But this picture was taken in 1884.
That photo looks like it was taken in 2000, right when the Concorde was about to be retired.
What makes you think that?
The vehicles that are around it.
Which is why we don't show anyone these pictures, because it's always questioned, isn't it, sis?
That's right.
Nobody ever believes us.
And it's so annoying.
So did you create Air France?
No. In fact, great-great-grandpa didn't even recognize France as a country. Didn't like the French. Enjoyed French kissing. In fact, he was a kind of a funny story, a three-time French kissing champion here at our family get-togethers.
Yes.
But
he also loved French fries.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And French dressing.
So your great-great-grandfather's mistress, was he ever able to fly to her?
Oh, yeah. It was very successful. After the first flight took off and it was really successful, we rarely saw him. They flew around the world in the Concorde.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not documented, not credited, just simply the Wright family that was forgotten, which is why we are coming out with a book called Wright Family, Wrong Time.
Interesting.
It's a picture book with the foreword by... who wrote the foreword? I forget. Oh, Chris Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And you'll get to see all the photos you need as visual proof in the picture book.
Well, America and the world is waiting to see what you all have so we can correct history and let the Wright brothers and sisters be the right ones.
We are the Wrights with an R.
Mm-hmm.
I have reason to believe that Kitty Hawk never was the first flight. We indeed were, and we're happy that you recorded us on your recording machine and will spread the word for us.
How many people do you guys come across a year? How many do you guys ever get any visitors here in Buford? The population all of one, which I'm now seeing two people, so clearly there's
She's visiting me.
Okay.
She'll be leaving after this interview.
I'm only here half of the time.
So do you guys have visitors in the middle of nowhere, Wyoming?
No. No, and this is why.
Because
this was not enjoyable. I felt threatened during the interview process. I didn't like you knocking on the door.
I'm just trying to find the truth.
When you came down the driveway, dust shot up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens with vehicles.
And I would just like to say that when our book does come out and you see the pictures for your own eyes, we'll accept your apology happily.
Make a right and hang a right. It's been an honor to discover the true inventors of the airplane.
Has it?
Maybe.
Thank you. I guess.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.